My guests in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight are brothers whose work you're very familiar with, both as musicians and in film and TV. One has scored the music for thousands of TV shows and documentary films, and the other has starred in countless TV shows and films, one of which is Fox's The Following. But here to tell us about their ongoing musical collaboration and to bring us a song from their latest album are Kevin and Michael Bacon, the Bacon Brothers. It's so nice to meet both of you, and thank you for being with me tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us.
First of all, I want to thank your bass player, Paul Gazzone, who's also been a guest on the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight a few times, for putting us in touch with one another.
He's been with us from our very first gig, which actually was in the Hudson Valley. He plays bass and sings the tenor vocals, and just has been a real supporter of the band all these years.
I really love this new material, but you're both so busy throughout the year. How did you sync up the schedules to record this latest album?
The album was done in and around our schedules, just sort of in a piecemeal kind of way. We would pick a song, somebody would have some sort of a track, and then we would pass it around between everyone and just kind of build on that track. We just kind of pulled it together in a really piecemeal way, but it's funny because in some ways it feels more cohesive than almost anything we've done.
Where did you record this album and who produced it?
Kevin and I basically produced it, but some of the tracks we produced with our engineer, who's Steve Buononote, and then the guys in the band produced two of the tracks, right, Kev?
Yeah, they did Go My Way and Get a Load.
Nowadays, for better or for worse, it's pretty much recorded wherever that person happens to be sitting. Making a record has gone from a collaborative kind of everybody sitting in a room to everybody sitting in their own home studios, uploading and downloading tracks and adding to them and going on email and with all these little tiny strings, and they're all hanging out there loose, and you're trying to tie them all up and make it into something that sounds like we were all sitting in a room together doing everything live. So that's kind of the challenge.
Remind us about the rest of the band as well. There's, of course, Paul Gazzone, the bass player, and
Ira Siegel plays mandolin, electric, acoustic guitars. Joe Manona is on the keyboards. He also is a great sax player in the live show. Frank Velarde is our fabulous drummer, who also does percussion as well.
To me, the overall sound on this is a little bit different. Were you deliberately going for something you hadn't done before, or is this just a natural growth from your years of playing together, plus the fact that everybody had their own individual input?
We've always been a band that's let the songs drive what the sound is. How do we showcase them? How do we communicate them to an audience? Hopefully the sound is evolving and we're becoming better at bringing songs alive in the studio, which I think is really the biggest challenge for most bands. I mean, if you're a good band, you're going to play well live, but trying to get that feeling into a studio recording is the biggest challenge.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar, speaking with the Bacon Brothers, Michael and Kevin. Now, since both of you are involved with film and TV, albeit in different ways, Kevin mostly in front of the camera and Michael doing scores, how do you find the time to write together, or do you work separately and then bring the songs to one another?
We mostly work separately now. It's actually kind of a function of the fact that we are both busy with other things. We've done a lot of writing while I was shooting film during the waiting. Television doesn't really give you a lot of wait time, but films, a lot of times, there's a lot of sitting around. It's always good to have something that makes you calm down.
Kevin, now, is it music first or words first, or do they kind of come together when you write a song?
Sometimes one will be first, but pretty quickly, I start to try to find the music for the words. Sometimes I'll have an idea for a kind of rhythmic thing, but generally, they sort of happen together.
Michael, I would think that your songs probably have the music coming first just because so much of what you write doesn't have lyrics. Am I correct?
Not really, because songwriting and composing instrumental music to me are almost unrelated. They feel like two different worlds. I kind of agree with Kevin that song lyrics are not poetry and song music is not composition. It's somehow a hybrid between those two. The rhythmic component of the words has to drive the development of the melody. So when I'm messing around, it's when I get a little jolt from a lyric and some kind of a melodic context that just kind of feels like they were married. If I write one or two good songs a year, that's pretty much my quota. If I'm sitting down writing film and television scores, you just turn on a tap and that source of music has to be there. And I think I'm a really lucky person and then I can do both of those.
When you do your scoring, do you view the finished film and write to it, or do you have some previously composed material that you later find a fit for?
Once in a while, I'll write music that was rejected every time I ever tried to go back and dredge something I wrote for another project and implant it in the new project, it has never worked. The way I would like to think is that my inspiration comes directly from that individual film, so that I'm responding to the work and not to something I've already written.
I know that Michael is the older of you two. Kevin, did Michael's music rub off on you when you were growing up, the stuff that he liked to listen to?
It was not only the stuff that he liked to listen to, but the stuff that he was writing and playing and singing, for sure.
Who would you guys cite as your main musical influences as far as songwriting and performing?
It's got to be Pete Seeger. He was the one that first got me interested in folk music, but he also wrote a score for a really interesting film called Indian Summer. He somehow multi-tracked all the instrumental parts for the film. I got the Folkways recording of that, and I still remember every bit of it. And I never saw the movie, but his score was so evocative of what it would be like to be in a small town and find out that a dam was going to go in and your entire town would be then underwater. The humanity of that kind of a situation was completely in the score. And that's when I realized I really wanted to play music on stringed instruments and also write film scores.
I wish I had one person, you know, just like that. But music from the 60s, you know, that's when I really started listening to popular music, soul music and rock music. For me, it's really about the song and less about the genre of music.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guests in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight are the Bacon Brothers, Michael and Kevin. Kevin, tell me a little bit about your charity, 6 Degrees.
6Degrees.org is something that we started 6 or 7 years ago. It's a way to get celebrities interfacing with grassroots charities, people who are working out in the field kind of in hands-on ways. And it gives celebrities an opportunity to connect with them and gives smaller charities that wouldn't necessarily have a big presence a little bit of a boost. There's a lot of people out there who are not giant sort of charities who are doing equally good work, and our mission is to sort of give them a little bit of a leg up.
And of course, the 6 Degrees is that old bit about the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. How did you feel about that when it first started?
You know, at first I was kind of horrified by it. I thought it was kind of a joke at my expense, but now I have no problem with it. It's funny, and I don't think too much about it. I mean, I'm glad that we were able to, you know, at least take the name 6 Degrees and do something cool with it.
I know that you guys played several local dates last month. How long will you be on tour?
It'll be mostly the next 2 months.
Give our listeners your web address and other social media so that we can keep up with your schedule.
BaconBros.com, and at BaconBros is the Twitter handle.
The song that we're going to play tonight is called 493 Miles, and Kevin, you wrote this one, correct?
I co-wrote it with the guys in the band. They put this kind of musical track together. It was kind of changes without a melody and lyrics, and I was working on a song that was kind of in a similar vein. I knew that I wanted to do something about this kind of empty nest thing, and it was kind of a road song. It was taken from an experience of me and my wife on a road trip, basically. And when I got this track from them, I went, oh, well, this is perfect. I'll just kind of plug into it.
Kevin and Michael Bacon, the Bacon Brothers, it's so nice to meet you, and many thanks for sharing your music with me tonight in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Continued success with your tour, with your album, with all of your endeavors. Here are the Bacon Brothers with 493 miles on 100.7 WHUD.
She tilts the seat back and closes her eyes as I reach out and turn down the noise. Through broken sunglasses, the cactus fly past us. Does she dream long ago, boys? Just then it's me that she's still a mystery. Never been down this highway before, and I don't know why skies rumble or tumbleweeds tumble. There's one thing that I know for sure. Just me and that girl. Just me and that girl. In all these distractions and roadside attractions, and time and distance can never erase her breath like a sweet cord, her feet on my dashboard, the back of her neck. But not how I feel. For the next 493 miles, I got one hand in her hand.
just roll on. Just me.